Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Northern Oklahoma's winning new wheat variety is Baker's Anne, developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Baker's Anne honors former OSU First Lady Anne Hargis and is a premium quality variety with high yield, grazability, and test weight potential, and it's preferred by millers. Still one of OSU's earliest maturing varieties, Baker's Anne provides top-tier protection against ripe rust and acidic soils. Baker's Anne is another in OSU's Graze and Grain and Golden Grain varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call, 405-286-7703.
Livestock futures had a really good day. The August live cattle, now the front month, up $2.02 at 134.60. It looks like those are trying to catch up where the June live cattle went off the board on Thursday yesterday. They went off at 138, so we're still at a discount, but we're making some pretty good traction here, getting back some of those losses. There's also still a gap around just over 140 on the August live cattle from back at the end of April. So that gives us kind of a target to go try to reach. October's were up $1.20 at 139.47, and then out in 2023, February's 150.72, April's 153.90. The August feeder cattle were up 90 cents at 174.50. The September's up $1.42 at 177.65. The October's up $1.77 at 180.45. So this is the highest level since about the beginning part of May for the feeder cattle. Lean hogs were steady to 87 higher to finish the day. July at 109.60, up 47 cents. August up 87 at 102.97. That's really been a pretty close, tight range all the way going back to the beginning of May there on the hogs. Really, I think the market's just reacting to what the feed prices have done over the last 2 days following that USDA report yesterday.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. To learn more about Hillary Communications, go to hillcom.net.
What an eventful week for the grain futures. We had a big USDA report at the end of yesterday, the end of June. It's the June 30th planted acres report, and then also quarterly stocks. And that report didn't seem all that bearish, at least on the surface, but the markets have reacted extremely negative. The November soybeans are 62¾ cents lower. They were almost $16 about 2 weeks ago, and right now we're at 14, so $2 off their highs and over a dollar off their highs even just yesterday. So all sorts of volatility in the bean market. There is some rain forecasted over the three-day weekend here, and so maybe that's alleviating some of the dryness in some of the drier areas of the Midwest. Corn was steady to about 12 lower. The Chicago wheat, 38 cents lower or so. December down 38 to 862.5. Kansas City down 35 to 40 cents with Kansas City September down 38 and a quarter at 913.5. And that's pretty a disappointing thing here is we had what we did harvest down here in this hard red winter wheat belt, which was a kind of a small harvest, but the price has also gone down. So not only do we have less bushels, but now we have less price. It's about $4.50 off the high.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.